National Seniors Day will be celebrated in big fashion on October 1 through an event organized by Senior Citizens Association of BC Branch 49 at Cranberry Seniors Center. At the City of Powell River Committee of the Whole meeting on August 30, Seniors Association Director Dave Hodgins appeared to outline some of the activities, and to make a request for busing and financial assistance. The event will run between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. and feature a vintage car show, safety information from Powell River Fire Rescue, food trucks, an evacuation information booth provided by Cothet Regional District, a live radio broadcast, an appearance by Mayor Dave Formosa, Highland Dancers and the Klansmen Pipe Band. Hodgin said 25% of the local population is comprised of seniors. Everybody seems to think, seniors, is a word where people should sit in a wheelchair and drink beer, but that doesn't suit us, said Hodgins. We are trying to change our image that we are more inclusive. In fact, if you read our constitution, you can vote at 55 and you can join our club at 19. We are trying to invite more people to our group. We've just done some major additions to our kitchen and we're hoping to invite larger groups to rent the kitchen in our building. Hodgins, in correspondence to the city, also requested a free city bus to transport seniors only, and for $2,000 to help cover advertising and food. He stated that if there is any money left over, it would be put toward the frozen meal program that is run for seniors. He indicated that the association makes up to 300 meals per month and sells them for $5 per meal. Councillor Jim Palm said the initiative is greatly appreciated, with the growing number of seniors in the community. He asked staff if there were any obstacles and Director of Infrastructure Tor Bertig stated that he didn't anticipate any. Committee Chair Councillor Carol Ann Leishman said the city would have to look into the logistics of making the transportation happen, and also providing the $2,000 to help cover costs. Hodgin said the radio station is willing to give a discount on doing a broadcast from the center on National Seniors Day and the organizers also wanted to advertise in the peak. Chief Administrative Officer Russell Brewer suggested sending the matter to City Council. He said there were funds available in the City Council's miscellaneous reserve. Formosa asked about parking at the Seniors Center for the event and where the vintage cars would be located. Hodgin said they would be parked near the Powell River Search and Rescue Facility. There won't be much parking left for the public, replied Formosa. Hodgin said organizers were doing their best to accommodate people but parking is going to be an issue. There's lots of free parking up in Cranberry, added Hodgins. The committee gave unanimous consent to send the matter to City Council for consideration of busing and finances.